Reading from, I think it's chapter 4, Jiva Dharma. Om Gyanatimarandasya Gyananjana Savakaya Chaksur Unmavikamyena Excuse me, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Shapitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripashindu Bhayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from, excuse me, Sridham Mayapur. I just want to get some throat lozenges. One second. Can I have another one of those throat lozenges? The throat lozenges. Oh, okay. Be right with you. Just hang on for a second. So I'm in Mayapur. I come every year to relish the Odarya Dham, the abode of magnanimity, and I do feel it. I do feel you get a lot more here than you deserve for the effort that you make. But I am working hard. There's an Italian group here with some my godbrother Trey Das and his wife Krishnaloka from Bologna, and they're not all devotees, so it's a little challenging to keep them engaged and enlivening, but it's actually working really well. Today we'll go to a boat ride on the Ganga. So that's going to be quite nice. Staying with Jugalapriti and Jagadish. Yeah, tomorrow the Jagannath Mandir, all the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Now, I probably will only be able to speak for a half hour today because after this, I'll do my deity worship, take breakfast, and still be there in time to be with the group. And I really have to be punctual. So we're following the story of people coming to Krishna consciousness after, generation after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, perhaps some of his followers, I think they are, they're still around. And we're seeing Guru Parampara, a disciplic line of teachers, Vaishnav Das, he was Sannyas Thakur, Mayavadi Sannyas, he comes. He becomes enlightened about Krishna consciousness, enlightened about Brahman and the aspect that you're not the body, but he doesn't have full metaphysical knowledge because he doesn't understand that the soul is not the divine God, and that the form of God is spiritual. And he becomes enlightened. It's so important to hear spiritual knowledge based on Shastra. In fact, I'm pretty happy with seeing the life of Yugalapriti and Jagadish. They did a lot of sacrifice and service in Israel, which isn't easy, and they came here and settled in Mayapur. And Jagadish also worked extremely hard in his life to maintain his family, and somehow or other, they're situated nicely here, and they go to 4 hours of classes a day. That's four times a week, 4 hours of classes a day, four times a week, going with Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj. So I'm seeing the transformation when people hear good ideas that come from the Shastra, and you hear them regularly. And at the same sense, I'm pretty happy with the people that regularly attend this class, because I can see, of course, not 4 hours a day, it's an hour a week, but the accumulation over the past 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years of people committing themselves to hearing the sacred text, I see the transformation. It all begins with knowledge. The application of knowledge leads to experience, and experience leads to faith. And faith leads to true knowledge. So we're watching that process so that we understand what the process is, and we ourselves become attracted to that process. So we see that Sannyas Thakur becomes Vaishnav Das. He gets initiated after he's enlightened. And then Lahari Mahasaya Zamindar, qualified person, but that's material, not in offering and dedicating it to God and true knowledge. In fact, if you don't have that, you're not really successful, because whatever you have is very temporary and it's filled with duality. But nonetheless, he does have some assets. And Sannyas and Vaishnav Das, who's now taken initiation from Bobby Maharaj, has inspired him with good ideas. The mind is composed of thoughts. You have good thoughts and bad thoughts. In Sanskrit, this is called klishtavritti or klishtavritti. Good thoughts, a klishtavritti, mean you're attached to the right things and you're averse to the wrong things. And bad thoughts are you're attached to the wrong things and you're averse to the right things. How many things are we not attracted to that are good for us? Because we have bad thoughts. And how many things that are not good for us we're attracted to. So it's a mixture. And a pure mind, a saintly mind, only has good thoughts. He's only spontaneously attracted to things that are good for one and is averse to things that are bad. That comes from good ideas, and that comes from the Shastra. That's why Prabhupada said that books are the basis, and that they're not just for distribution, they're for reading. Especially Prabhupada's books are extremely, extremely powerful. So versed and in depth of so much depth and realization on Sambandhagyan, the foundation of spiritual life. So what happens now is Lahari Mahasai comes from an aristocratic family, and it's a fact at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he had such great influence, originally most, and a lot of times many, of the people in Navadvip were materialistic religionists. They followed religion not to realize truth, but as a vehicle to gain greater control over the world, to establish themselves more in ignorance. A lot of spiritual teachings are just to socialize one in certain values, which is good. But they do that by, and God organized the world like this, by offering material rewards for your sacrifice. So in one sense, you sacrifice, have some spiritual benefit. In the other sense, you know, the objective is material. And people who rule this system by knowing that those parts of the Shastra are called Smarta Brahmins. They know these teachings, but not the meaning behind them. And they use them for social and material reasons. So, and at that time, those type of Brahmins, they didn't respect Vaishnavism. Because Vaishnavism, getting to the core of spirituality, did not place the same value on Vanashram. Vanashram in terms of the caste system. Not Daivi Vanashram, not a divine system, but material system of Vanashram, the caste system. Because the Vaishnavas would preach Kiva Vipa Kiva Nasi, Kiva Vipa Kiva Nasi, Sena Shudra Hoy, Ye Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hoy. That the real qualification is not your caste, but your understanding of tattva, the subjects, spiritual subjects, and your realization of them. And one who realized that, he was actually qualified to be a teacher, not simply one who was born in a Brahmin family. And because religion and Brahmanism became very much a status symptom, a status symbol. That people in those families had certain status I don't know how you put this. They had certain ego invested in their material status as Brahmin. Then they were very concerned with, you know, that their family follow in the tradition and not do anything that embarrassed them in their eyes. Now, at that time, becoming a Vaishnava, that in many ways transcended that system, was an embarrassment. So when the sons of Mahari Mahasai found out that their aristocratic father had become a Vaishnava, they were horrified because they're so concerned with prestige. Everything became, and we see this, you know, that everything is so connected to prestige. We're so concerned with not you know, what our spiritual attainments are, but how people view us. Sometimes we perform spiritual practices and we try to advance. for material reason. We're concerned with increasing our position in society, even if we choose a Vaishnava society. So this seeps into religion, this kind of prestige. And the worst mar on your prestige is that your legacy, your children, are successful. And you want your children not to be successful so that they can be happy, but as a credit to your own egotistical conception of being great and successful. My son is an honor student at such and such thing. This is material culture. So you're not concerned so much about the character. You're not concerned about their happiness. You're concerned about your status. So the family of Lahari Mahasai, because his sons are grown up, he's older, he has every right to retire spiritually. So they're concerned. So his younger son, Devi Das, his son Devi Das, is sent with his nephew Shambhunath, and they're sent to Godrindweep from Shantipur, the residence of Shantipur. That must be about 30, 40 minutes away from Godrindweep by car or something. So anyway, they probably took a boat down the Ganga. Now, Devi Das himself was a great was a great logician and a Sanskrit scholar. So he starts to question his father. You know, that he questions his father to come home. And, you know, we can arrange for you at home, you know, some kutir for your practice. And Lahari replies to his son that it's a good idea, but I wouldn't get the type of sadhu sangha that I get in Godrindweep, because in Shantipur, so many godless people, and even the Brahmins there have become crooked, that they're only concerned in fine garments, grandiose words, and blasphemy of the Vaishnavas. So, please grant me my desire, I can stay in Godrim. So Devi Das thinks about it, and he says, well, okay, this is, I understand. But don't have anything to do with those people. Stay in a solitary place. We'll give you a kutir and practice, such as Sandhya Vadanam, your prayers in the evening, and be absorbed in that way. And then his father, Lahari, becomes grave and tells him, my son, those days are no more. Now that I've lived a few months in the association of these great sadhus, I've heard from my Gurudev's instruction, my understanding has changed. I understand now that what you refer to as Nitya Dharma, your daily duties, is really temporary. And a lot of discussion has been with this. What is really our duty? And our duty, or dharma, is essentially linked to who we are. In other words, what is it? Nitya can refer to two things. It can refer to eternal, or it can refer to everyday. Like in Kartik, you do Nitya Seva. It means it's not like, you know, you do the same thing every day. So he's going to explain to him that really what Nitya Dharma means, not that you do the same thing every day, but that what you do is something that is not temporary, because it's not just the duty of the particular body that you're inhabited, but it's actually the core duty of your soul, because it's intrinsically linked to who you are. And therefore, he says, the only Nitya Dharma is Hari Bhakti. And how glorious, how fortunate it is that Prabhupada gave us Hari Bhakti. You know, when I get back to the West, you'll see this. There should be this young man that's traveling with me. He's 18. His mother's 41. Lives in Westchester. And his mother, kind of a spiritual person, took him to a George Harrison tribute. And it was done by Yogeshwara and Godfrey. Of course, both the Bodhis and Yogeshwara's godbrother. So the mother had the idea, instead of sending his kid to school, it's okay, let him go to an ashram in India for 1 year. But she didn't know how to do that. And she didn't have any particular faith and thing, just had a general conception of spirituality. I thought maybe Yogeshwara knows, and Yogeshwara contacted me. And, you know, somehow the boy came to India, and I put him with Keshav Bharti Maharaj in Govardhan. As we, you know, the ashram that he would stay. He wasn't really a devotee, but he had seemed to have some spiritual inclination, because I met him in America. And Keshav Bharti Maharaj was on a program of reading Srila Prabhupada's books 6 hours a day. 10 to 1 in the morning, and something like 4 to 6 in the evening, something like that, of course. And he was doing this with this other young man. Of course, Keshav Bharti is more than the age of the person's grandfather. But he read Prabhupada's books for 5-6 hours a day for about 3 weeks. And you could see the transformation when someone's, by their sukriti, their heart's open to hear legitimate truth. You want to hear what will transform you, not just promote you. So we're so fortunate to come into that. Nitya Dharma, knowledge and instruction, knowledge about our eternal position and instructions about how to realize it. Devidas said, Father, I have never seen or heard of such an explanation in any shastra. Is Sandhya-vandana, so Devidas, is Sandhya-vandana not Hari Bhajan? If it is Hari Bhajan, then it's also Nitya Dharma. Is there any difference between Sandhya-vandana and the practices that constitute Vaidhi Bhakti, such as Shravan and Kirtan? Sandhya means the junction of the days, and that's when Brahmins, you know, dusk and dawn, the Brahmins chant, you know, certain prayers. And Lari Masai makes a very interesting point. that even though sometimes spiritual activities may parallel the activities that Vaishnavas do, it's not really Hari Bhakti unless it's done with the intention of getting love or serving God, rather than appropriating it in some way to serve one's materialistic, because you can worship deities and even Krishna deities. It doesn't mean it's Hari Bhakti. There's some people can work the Disha of Vishnu with the objective of getting some material gain or getting liberation. It's not Hari Bhakti unless the purpose of that worship has no objective or goal other than to serve and love Krishna. And if there's any goal, it is to attain that, which is not a goal. Lahari Mahasai said, the Sandhya Vandana that is included in Karmakanda is significantly different from Vaidhi Bhakti. Sandhya Vandana and other such activities are performed in the Karmakanda section in order to obtain liberation. It's called Panchapochana. You worship God. Prabhupada said it's like a prostitute. She gives love to the man, not to love the man, but to get the result of the money, not love. So they worship God, not to serve God, but to get something from God, which is liberation. However, activities of Hari Bhajan, such as Shravanam and Kirtan, have no ulterior motive. The Shastras describe the results of hearing, chanting, and the other limbs of Vaidhi Bhakti. But this is just to interest people who would otherwise not be inclined to perform those activities. There may be a false sriti, something may be stated as a material benefit or some kind of liberation. Like if you clap your hands before the deities, you know, or your karma goes away. But this is just to interest people who would otherwise not be inclined to perform those activities. The worship of Sri Hari has no fruit other than the service of Sri Hari. The principal fruit of the practice of Vaidhi Bhakti is to bring about the awakening of prema in Hari Bhajan. So unfortunately, I'm really enjoying being with you from Mayapur. I love, this is one of my favorite subjects. But I'm going to have to go to meet my thing. Probably just have time if anybody wants to say hello. Would anybody like to say hello today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who is this, Malone?
No, this is Gail.
Gail. My boy, the voice was so faint I couldn't make it out. Great to hear
Guess
from
what?
You. And I think, what is it? What?
I just spent 3 hours listening to Niranjan Swami here in Tuwaku. One bhajan after another.
And what did you
and
think?
Everything that he sung was so sweet, so moving.
It's true. I always say that, don't I?
Well, whenever I hear from
it's
him
amazing.
Or see him, I always think of you because I know in what high esteem you hold him. So I automatically think of you whenever I see him or hear him.
Thank you. I have that experience that he has such a depth of chanting that it's just amazing. Wonderful. Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
I wish I was there, even though I'm saying I'm here in Mayapur.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Malone.
Oh, now that's Malone. Okay. Hare Bo.
Hare Bo.
See you soon, Malone. Okay. And really appreciate that you come on these sanghas. This is a great subject. Okay, we'll see you soon.
Okay, thank
Anybody
you.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna.
Anybody else like to say hello? Who's that?
Hi, it's Alexandra.
Wow, great.
Happy New Year.
We'll see you soon, Alexandra. Yeah, Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year to you, Alexandra. And we'll have
Very
to touch base soon to see how you're doing on that screenplay, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Vajradhe.
Vajradhe, okay. We'll see you soon. Looking forward to visiting your family. Anybody else? Okay, I better go now so I can do what I have to do. Thank you all. Sorry it was so short. Hare Krishna. Vanchakopa through this segment.